I think it's really wonderful that so many of us are going to spend this time together. Despite its inconveniences, and quite a few people expressed their dismay at there being 3,000 people. They sort of thought they were going to have an intimate time with me. And I actually was pretty amazed myself at this turnout. In fact, dumbfounded. But that this large group of people can gather together and meditate together and contemplate teachings that come from the intention of wanting to help the world at this time or any time. The Shambhala teachings that Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche presented in the last 10 years or so of his life, and he died in 1987, were based on the fact that we could take our wish to be sane and open-hearted people, that we could take that wish that most of us have to be more sane and more kind and more open-hearted, open-minded, but that we could do it in a very large global context of wanting to wake up to wanting to be kinder, more sane, more open-hearted and open-minded, so that we could help other people, so that we could reach out to the people that come into our lives, our family members and neighbors and co-workers, or perhaps we feel inspired to enter a profession where we spend all our time and energy in trying to help in a more global or national level. There's many of us in this room, I know, who are in those kinds of professions. But the point was whether it's just reaching out to those that we meet every day of our lives, or whether it's on a larger scale, in both cases are equally powerful and wonderful ways to spend our lives, and that we could think of working on ourselves always in this more extended global or a national or wider, more extended context. And this is important, actually, because a lot of people who do so-called spiritual work, a lot of people who are interested in this, it can be somewhat, I don't mean to be harsh, but it can be somewhat selfish, that it's all about taking care of oneself and nothing about how taking care of oneself might affect the hearts and minds of other people. That perhaps what makes us comfortable and feel secure is actually at the expense of other people. So we all know other people like this. We know lots of other people like this. But I think really, if we're hurting enough and we really start looking for answers, initially, I know it was certainly my situation, I think it's almost everyone's situation, that it doesn't go beyond just wanting to feel better oneself. So in Buddhism, this is called the Bodhisattva ideal. In the Shambhala teachings, the very same thing is called warriorship, spiritual warriorship. But it's basically working on ourselves, developing courage and fearlessness, and cultivating our capacity to love and care about other people, and care about ourselves, take care of ourselves, doing all of that in the bigger context of helping. So I feel really one of the banner statements perhaps of this weekend could just be the statement that we are needed, that we are needed at this time on this earth. We are needed. And who are the we? The we are you and me and every one of us here tonight. And why are we needed, and in what way are we needed? We're needed because there's hundreds of thousands of billions of human beings and animals that are suffering on the earth. And if even one section, I think we're divided into sections here, if even one section of this hall, this pavilion, took it upon themselves to make some kind of a commitment that they really felt like they were needed and they were going to live their life in a way where they could be of help to their families and to their neighborhoods and to their towns and to the earth itself.